今天的信息是丰盛的生命，取自诗篇23篇。
Today's message is Abundant Life. It's from Psalm 23.
我们请Laudet 牧师来分享今天的信息。
And we ask Pastor Laudet to come and share.
And Sister Mia. Thank you for translating for me again today. I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles to this passage, or to this verse, Psalm 23.
希望大家打开圣经，然后翻到诗篇23章6节。
You're not tired of Psalm 23, are you?
你们应该没有听腻的，就是有关诗篇23章的讲道吧。
We're just about through, not quite, but just about through.
我们就快这个诗篇就快讲完了。
And I've really enjoyed being able to share with you out of this great Psalm of David.
我很高兴能够跟大家分享这篇这个诗篇。
It was written about 3,000 years ago.
大约是3000年前。
By David, who had become Israel's greatest king, but grew up as a shepherd.
大卫以色列的王也曾经是一个身份低微的牧羊人。
And that man who knew a lot about being a shepherd said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他大卫有非常丰富的牧羊人的经验，他也说过，神是我的牧者。
Well, about 1,000 years later, a direct descendant of David came along and said, "I am the good shepherd."
一千年后，一位他的子孙，拿撒勒的耶稣在约翰十章十一节，在约翰书中说过，我是一个好牧者。
He had been a shepherd himself. He had been a carpenter.
耶稣没有做过牧羊人，但是他是一个牧工的后代。
He was Jesus of Nazareth.
这位就是拿撒勒的耶稣。
And right before he said, "I am the good shepherd," he said these words.
在说到我是一位好牧者之前，耶稣说道
He said, "I came that they might have life and have it abundantly."
耶稣说，我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
It's that life, in this life which is so difficult and challenging and painful, from time to time,That's what I want us to focus on this morning.
这里的生命，尽管当中有各种困难挑战，但是我今天要早上让大家思考的。
It's the life that the psalmist talks about in the first part of verse 6.
这也是在这个诗篇23章6节的第一部分要说的。
And he says, "Surely goodness And loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life."
在这一节中，大卫说到，我一生一世并有恩惠慈爱随着我。
In other words, the Lord really wants to bless you.
换句话说，神就是要赐给你恩惠慈爱。
And he wants to bless you with goodness and kindness.
神要将恩惠慈爱赐给你。
Now I want us to look first at that word in the English anyway, that word goodness.
首先让我们来看恩惠这个词。
I don't know if you've noticed, but just about every time something happens to us or we receive something, we tend to make judgments about it.
你可能会注意到无论何时我们经历某件事情或者是收到某样东西的时候我们都会评价它是好还是坏。
We decide whether it was a good thing or a bad thing.
我们就会去评价它是一个好的东西或好的事情还是坏的。
For example, allergies in the springtime.
就好像在春天过敏。
Good or bad?
好还是不好?
That's bad.
不好。
Decongestants and antihistamines.
抗过敏药抗组织胺。
Well, that's good.
是好的。
Sickness. an injury.
生病或是受伤,
That's bad.
不好.
Health and healing.
健康的身体,
That's good.
当然是好的.
Losing your job.
失去工作,
Ooh, that's bad.
不好.
Getting a new job.
找到一份好的工作,
That's good.
当然是好事.
And on and on and on we can go.
像这样还有很多例子.
But I don't know if you've ever noticed, but there are times when our judgments about things that happen to us or things that we receive, there are times that our judgments change.
有没有注意到随着时间我们不断的成长我们对同一件事情的看法会改变?
For example, getting fired from a job. Maybe, boy, that's a bad thing.
也许你被雇主解雇了,在你看来是一件不幸的事情。
But then later you get a better job.
但是之后你又得到了一份更好的工作。
And you look at that old job that you had, and it was really taking a toll on you emotionally and physically, and it wasn't such a good thing after all, and getting fired was actually a good thing.
你再回顾看看之前你那份原来那份工作，你也许会觉就发现说那份工作在不断的消耗你的健康，无论是心理上还是生理上，所以最后你会发现，其实你被解雇是一件好事。
Did I say all that? Okay. Because it opened the door to a new and better opportunity.
因为最终你获得了一个非常好的机会，让你的生活更好。
And how about that accident that may have landed you in the hospital?
也许一个意外让你住院了。
Oh, that was bad.
这好像是一件很不幸的事。
But I can't tell you how many people through the years that I've met who would say, later on, down the road, that was a good thing.
在我身边的一些我认识的人当中，很多人都会或者有生病的经历，然后最终他们会告诉我说，其实这样一个经历对他们来说是一件好事。
And they would say, that was something that I needed.
这是在我生命中所需要的一件事情。
It caused me, when I was flat on my back, it caused me to look up, which is what I needed to do.
在那个时间，也许你正需要躺下，然后好好的仰望神。
So sometimes our judgments about things change.
所以说我们对同样一件事情的看法是会改变的。
But sometimes they don't.
但有些时候不会改变。
And sometimes they never change and they shouldn't change.
也许你对一件事情的看法永远都不会改变，也不需要去，没有必要改变。
Some of the bad things that happen to us are just bad. They'll always be bad. God sees them as bad.
也许有些不幸的事情发生在你身上，它就是不幸的，在神看来也是不幸的。
Yet God is able to take even the bad things that happen to us and put them all together and add them all together and bring good out of them.
但神还是能够将这些不幸的事情和其他所有的事情一起最终变成一个好的恩惠。
So this bad thing plus this bad thing plus this bad thing And you add them all together, and it turns out for good.
也许在这件不幸的事和另外其他的不幸的事加总在一起，它其实最终的结果是一件，对你来说是一件好事。That's
something that only God can do.
也只有神才能够做到。But
it's something that He promises to do in His Word.
也是在他的在神的话语中，对我们的应许。Over
in Romans chapter 8, is that verse that says in verse 28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
在罗马书八章二十八节说到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And then in verse 29, he tells us what that good is.
然后在下一节他告诉我们什么是益处。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人就是预先定下效法。因为他所一生所知道的人就是预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Now many of you know Kathy, my wife.
也许你知道，我的妻子 Kathy.
She's the best woman. She's the best mother on the face of this earth.
在我看来，她是这个世界上最最优秀的母亲。
In my humble opinion.
在我看来。
She's an amazing woman.
她是一个非常棒的女性。
She is a terrific teacher.
她在学校当中是非常优秀的一个老师。
She can sing. She could sing in this choir if she knew the words. She didn't know any of the words, but she could, she's a wonderful singer.
她在诗班有非常美妙的歌声。
And she is a marvel in the kitchen.
她的厨艺也非常的好。
Now, I retired from my full-time job a couple of years ago now.
几年前我从我的全职的工作中退休了。
And I told her I'd help out if, by, you know, pitching in a little more around the house and doing a little more, cleaning and cooking even.
我向他保证说我退休之后我可以更多的做一些家事甚至可以在厨房里帮忙。
And I don't like to brag, but, you know, I'm a pretty good cook.
我不想自夸但是我觉得我是一个很好的我可以做很好的食物。
If you give me step by step instructions, exact measurements and precise timing and all of that, you can cook just about anything.
如果说你给我一个非常详细的食谱的步骤，然后有非常精确的那些测量一些精确的量化的一些步骤跟食谱的话，我觉得我可以做出非常好的食物。
But don't give me just a little pinch of that or a splash of that.
但是不要告诉我说是怎么用一点点这个一点点那个。
It's got to be teaspoons or tablespoons or some measurement, actual measurement.
而是要告诉我是以茶匙或者是汤匙是可以量化的一些数字。
Kathy, on the other hand, she can just march into the kitchen,and just start taking things out of the cabinet and just throw them all together and mix them all together and voila, it's always good.
但是 Kathy 则是相反，她在她进厨房之后可以把一些所有的东西放在一起，然后也没有食谱书或者是一些没有食谱书就能做出非常美味的料理。
And it's never the same, time after time.
而且每次都做的不一样。
And the best thing about it is I didn't have to cook it.
还好我都不用进厨房煮饭。
God is able to do that same sort of thing with our lives.
神也会对我们的人生有相似的举动。
He's able to take all the good and the bad and the indifferent things that happen to us and determine just how much we need.And how much we can take and mix it all together. And it's always good.
神他能够将所有发生在我们身上无论是好的坏的还是不好不坏的然后决定什么是我们所需要的多少是我们可以承受的混合在一起。
That's the goodness that David is talking about here.
然后都最终都是神的恩惠，这也是在大卫在这里所说的恩惠。
He works in our life to bring good.
神 在我们的生命中做工，然后给我们赐给我们恩惠。
And he's also kind.
然后神也是慈爱的。
I know some of you who are following along in the English translation missed when I read my translation, which was the New American Standard Bible. You missed that word mercy. It wasn't what I read.
你也许会问，在我读这一章节的时候，为什么没有出现怜悯这个词？
The New American Standard Bible uses the word loving kindness.
在我念的这个版本当中，在这边用的是慈爱这个词。
Other translations will translate that the word that David uses here, not mercy, but unfailing love and gracious love and loyal love, or just plain love.
在其他的翻译的版本当中，有会把这个词翻译成比如说永不落空的爱、仁慈的爱、忠实的爱，或者只有一个字爱。
When my classmates and I were in seminary, our Hebrew professor led us in translating the 23rd Psalm, and he preferred the word kindness instead of mercy.
在神学院，在我读神学院的时候，我和我同班同学在希伯来语课上翻译诗篇23章的时候，我们的希伯来文老师教授就说，在这里慈爱其实是最好的翻译。
Now kindness includes mercy. Mercy is a kind of kindness.
因为慈爱包含了怜悯，但是怜悯只是众多慈爱中的一点。
Kindness is related to love in that it's an expression of love.
而且慈爱也是与爱有关，是爱的一种表现。
So while goodness really refers to the quality of what God wants for us, kindness calls attention to his character.
所以恩惠是与神要赐予我们的东西，赐予我们的品质有关，而慈爱则是与神的性情有关。
Because God is love, we can trust in Him, we can count on Him to treat us with the utmost of kindness.
因为神是爱，我们可以相信他会用他的慈爱来待我们。
And we can count on Him to always give us that which is good.
而且我们可以相信他会用他会给予我们好的。
And always give us that which is kind.
而且会给我们给予我们他的爱。
And that which is best.
而且是最好的。
You may recall over in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said these words.
也许你会记得耶稣在山上的讲道，在马太福音七章 七节。
In verses 7 and 8, he said, Ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened.
耶稣讲到，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，因为凡祈求的就得着。寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
But then look at what it says beginning in verse 9.
然后我们来看一下第九节。
He said, What man is there among you when his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he won't give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts,To your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him?
在第九节，耶稣说道：“你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？”
God wants to give you. that which is good and kind.
神要赐予你恩惠和慈爱。
But wait, there's more.
但是不仅如此。
He didn't want to just give you that which is good and kind. He really wants to give you what is good and kind.
神不仅仅是要赐予你恩惠和慈爱，他是真的真心想要给予你这些恩惠和慈爱。
The English translation that I think translates what David is saying here best is a Holman Christian Standard translation, which says, surely goodness and loving kindness will pursue me all the days of my life.
我觉得在圣经很多版本当中最好的翻译是霍尔曼基督教圣经在这里翻译说到的所恩惠和恩典会追随我一生一世。
There's a difference between just simply following someone and pursuing him.
这里跟随和追随是有区别的。
Now, following someone kind of looks like this. Follow them. Wherever they go, you go.
跟随就好像刚刚牧师所做的那个，把手插在口袋里，然后肩膀耷拉下来。
Pursuing someone is kind of chasing after them.
追随的话，就好像是在真的是把手伸开，要去抓住某人的感觉。
It's the sort of thing that grandfathers are really good at.
这好像是一位爷爷好非常会做的一件事情。
Remember when those little grandbabies just get up on their feet and just start learning how to walk?
想象一下当一位爷爷他的孙子们刚刚学会走路的时候。
And grandpas, when you're looking at them, they're standing there and your eyes catch their eyes and their little eyes just light up.
也在比如说当爷爷跟给孙子们一个眼神的时候一些小孙子们会非常的开心。
And then you say, I'm gonna get ya.
然后爷爷就会说我来抓你咯。
And then you just start chasing them.
然后
Not very fast, but it doesn't take much.
然后老爷爷就会开始去追那些他的小孙子们。
And they kind of giggle and just start running as fast as their little feet will take them.
然后就那小孩子们会非常的开心，会发咯咯的笑。
It's just as cute as it can be.
非常的可爱和有趣。
Until they trip and they fall and they knock their head up against something.
但是直到他们被绊倒或者是头撞到桌角。
And they start screaming and grandma comes in and gives you that look.
然后孩子就开始哭开始尖叫，然后这时候奶奶就会出现。
You know how those grandmas are.
你知道奶奶就会给那种眼神。
Well, when the Lord is your shepherd, you can be assured that he is determined to chase you down, to bless you with his goodness and kindness.
当神是你的牧者的时候，神就会追随你，然后赐给你他的恩惠和慈爱。
But wait, there's more.
但是还有除此之外还有更多。
He's determined to do it, not just every now and then, but all the days of my life, David says.
大卫说，神要赐予你恩惠和慈爱，不仅仅是有时偶尔，而是我的一生一世。
That means all those days that are not just bright and sunny, but those that are dark and dreary.
在这当中会有美好的时光，也会有黑暗和忧愁。
And it means those days that when the storms are raging so fierce and just tearing up everything in sight, And you just want to crawl back into bed and pull the covers over your head.
当中也包括那些时刻，那些猛烈的暴风要将你眼前的一切都摧毁的时候，这时候你只仅仅想要爬上床，然后把头盖起来。
All the days of your life, you can count on the fact the Lord really wants to bless you with His kindness and goodness.
所以在你生命当中的每一天，神都要将恩惠和慈爱赐给你。
And He will if the Lord's your shepherd.
只要你愿意，神会成为你的牧者。
Is He this morning?
他今天是你的牧者吗？
Has there been a time and place in your life when you made the Lord your shepherd?
在你的生命中，你是否将神视为你的牧者？
Has there been a time when you changed your attitude about sin and you turned away from it?
你是否曾经从罪中转向相信耶稣？
Has there been a time when you turned to Jesus and trusted in Him to do for you what you can't do for yourself?
你是否曾经相信耶稣，把你的所有都献给他，让他来掌控你的生命？
Has there been that time when He forgave you of all your sins and brought you alive spiritually with a life that makes this life full and meaningful and lasts forever and ever and ever?
是否有这样的时刻，然后你把你自己交给耶稣，然后他给你的生命带来丰富的意义和丰盛的给你带来丰盛的生命？
If there hasn't been, I know that your pastor would more than anything in all the world love to explain to you how you can get to know that life that makes all the difference in this life and forever.
如果没有的话，我相信你们的牧师会非常乐意来帮助你来了解你可以经历到的丰盛的生命。
If the Lord's already your shepherd, I hope you appreciate it.
如果你已经将神视为你的牧者，我希望你可以珍惜他的意义。
And I hope you'll do the nice thing and share with others who are still searching for the life that you found. Share with them how they too can find it in Jesus.
也希望你能够与他人分享，分享这个你已经得你他们在不他们在追随的你已经得到的这个丰盛的生命。
He is the good shepherd.
神是一位好牧者。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for who you are.
神，我们感谢你，你是那一位伟大的神。
We thank you so much for loving us when we're so unlovable.
感谢你，尽管我们是那么的不配，但是你仍然爱我们。
Thank you for the life that you've given us in you.
感谢你给我们赐给我们生命，在你当中的生命。
Make a noticeable difference in our lives so that others will long to have that which we have obviously found in you.
神啊，请你改变我们的生命，让我们成为你的见证，在其他人当中。
And give us the courage to share that with others.
也给我们，也让我们能够与他人分享。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.